Our scripture reading tonight comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 12 and following. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." So we have this series of holidays coming up, and I know everybody here is uptight about Boxing Day. How are we going to celebrate that? And we have so many details to take care of to handle that day. And yes, we do not celebrate Boxing Day in the States, but we do celebrate a lot of arbitrary things. This is not a sermon about Christmas, but I would note this, and not to be a Grinch. Yes, we do celebrate the birth of Christ through Scripture. We celebrate the birth of Christ because of Him coming into the world in the flesh. It means that He obeyed His Father and left the ivory palaces. And because of that, He was able to be the perfect sacrifice. No, we don't know what day he was born on. No, there's not any scripture that says celebrate his birthday. Okay? All that being said, it is a time of year when there's goodwill towards others. I think, though, sometimes with holidays, we get a little bit out of sorts. There's all kinds of things that we do this time of year. There's holiday baking. I don't know if you guys have seen it. My wife loves watching these programs, these holiday baking challenges. And there's judges that watch what these people do with their projects, and I'm like, does it taste good? Okay, fine. I don't care what it looks like. Anyway, they have a lot of our economy invested and baking things well, and making them look pretty. So, you know, let's throw a little more pressure on those who bake. We have greeting cards to get out. We have houses to decorate. We have food to cook for our families. We've got a shop for 100 million people. The weather's bad. We have to compete with the crowd. There's just a lot of things that go on this time of year that are no fun to deal with. Well, I wanted to address tonight that we understand that there's a hustle and bustle going on this time of year, but we can also make sure that holidays that men celebrate are for men and not men for the holidays. Okay? If we are, as Christians, trying to live our life for Christ and shine our lights, then we need to live in such a way that our lights shine regardless of the hustle and bustle. So I'm going to give you a few tips to deal with that. I think many of these probably would work with any situation you're going through that might be stressful, but it's something to think about. So if we want to deal with these kind of things, first, begin your day with gratitude. You know, we've just spent a long weekend eating and making merry and enjoying our families. I know us guys really get the good side of that normally. We get to show up and eat and go watch football. You ladies are fretting, what's my house going to look like? What am I going to serve at dinner? What do you mean I have an extra plate to serve to somebody? You know, there's all kinds of things that are involved with that. Preparing your refrigerators to make sure you have enough space for all the leftovers. And it's kind of crazy. Well, we need to always begin our day with gratitude. Before our feet hit the floor, think of something for which you're grateful. It's amazing how many people are thankful on Thursday of Thanksgiving, and by Friday morning, they're not thankful anymore. We need to keep that in our minds and in our hearts. Secondly, I would say, let go of your expectations. I've watched enough Hallmark movies about Christmas and other holidays where people have pretty high expectations about how their holidays should go. And they're highly disappointed when things don't go the way they think they should. Let's just not think about the way we think they should go. Let's just enjoy the holidays the way that we think we ought to. You know, there's some folks who, if they didn't get the gift that they wanted on Christmas, you know, or didn't have a certain value, they get grumpy. There's some people that they bemoan the idea that they have to have certain family over that they don't want to have over. And they have expectations about how those interactions are going to go. We're encouraged in the Scripture to keep our eyes above, to keep our eyes upon Christ. And I think whenever we're celebrating something like Thanksgiving, it's important for us to continue to keep our eyes on Christ. Whenever we're celebrating something involved with gift giving and celebrating the Lord's coming, we need to remember that it's more about the Lord's coming than about all the expectations that we have around the holiday. Thirdly, don't be afraid to say no. You're allowed to say that word. It's the time of year to prioritize and put your focus on things that actually matter. If you spread yourself too thin, you won't have time to savor the blessings of a season. I'm reminded of Mary and Martha, and I'm reminded of that again. I used them this morning in Bible class. Mary put what was more important ahead of preparing a meal. Martha was exasperated. She wanted Mary to, tell her to come help me with making this meal. But Mary did that which was more important. We need to do the most important thing. And to do that, we need to keep our eyes above on Christ. This is my annual set boundaries and gift giving speech. Too many people think, oh, it's Christmas, and they just go out and they buy whatever. And they spend themselves into oblivion. They don't have a budget. They don't think about where it's going to leave them in January. We need to make sure that we're not listening to the folks who say you need to drive the consumer economy. No, you need to just do what you can do. Don't extend yourself. If you want to extend yourself in giving of yourself to the Lord, of working in the congregation. Those are the places where you extend yourself. Of giving care and time to others. There are many people this time of year who could use a friend. Just go work with them. That's more important than any item you could buy someone. So make sure your financial priorities are in order and give what you feel that's affordable if you give at all. Next, acknowledge what you're feeling and be open about it. This is a time of year when not everybody is happy. You know, I was told when I was a kid, peanuts are funny. I used to read the comic strips, and they were pretty funny there. But whenever I'd watch the TV special, I'm like, why is this little boy depressed all the time? I didn't understand what was going on with Charlie Brown. Later on, I understood that, you know what? He expressed how he was feeling to his friends, and his friends helped him out. His friends helped him to overcome his difficult feelings. His friends helped him to get what was going on. If you share your quest for finding peace for the season with family and friends, they will help you to overcome. If you share how you're feeling, they might start sharing how they feel as well. Again, if there's a theme to this message, keep your eyes above. Understand what you're doing, why you're doing it. Keep your eyes on the prize. These things will help you to overcome difficult feelings at this time of year. Schedule peaceful moments. You don't have to go 100 miles an hour 24/7. You can schedule some time for yourself. Set a time aside for yourself. Put it on a calendar. Make an appointment. And when you're doing that, read some scripture. Take a walk. Pray. All these things are therapeutic. Psalms 119:48 says, "And I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes." What better time to meditate than at a time of stress? What better time to think about God and His commandments than when you're dealing with these kind of things? The challenge of being a Christian would be far less if everything was peaches and cream all the time. We need to demonstrate our Christianity when we're stressed out. That's a discipline that we need to learn, and one that will help us, and one that we can share with others that are feeling the same way. Next, go easy on yourself. It's often easy to give others grace, but not so much ourselves. Don't kick yourself for not getting all those holiday chores done. You know, I think there's been good times when I've put up holiday decorations the day before Christmas because I just didn't have time. It's the day for us, not us for the day or the season, if you will. And this goes along with, again, many other things besides holidays. Spend time doing things that brought you joy as a child. Go ice skating, play in the snow, drink hot cocoa. Peace can come from doing the little things that bring you joy. You know, if I get a decent enough day, I might go out in the backyard and light up the tiki stove. Throw the grandkids back there and make a few s'mores. That gives me joy to see those kinds of things. Do some things that brought you joy as a child. Remember back to those things. Find the quiet. Have you stood outside and looked at the stars in the quiet of the night already? I know there's a lot of light pollution. Find a dark place, okay? Just find a dark place and look out into the sky and look at the stars. And consider how great God is. You'll be amazed at what that will do for you. You know, it's much like when we drive around in the autumn and we see all the leaves and the changing of the seasons. We understand that there is something greater than ourselves. Psalms says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." I think back, and I think I've shared this with you in the past. In Arkansas, there's not a whole lot of light. And if you get out a half hour away from Searcy, Arkansas, there's no light. Okay? And I was on a hayride, and you could see a billion stars in the sky. It was pretty amazing. When I remember things like that, I remember there's something greater than me. There's an old Calvin and Hobbes comic where he's looking at this guy and he yells, "I am significant." And then he says the dust back. He realizes there's something greater than him. We all need to realize how great God is. We need to take that understanding of his ways with us And we need to take that understanding of how awesome He is. So you might hear somebody say, well, Jesus is the reason for the season. I really don't like that. That rubs me the wrong way. In some ways, yes, again, I've explained my thinking on that. But I would say this. John 14:25 says, these things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. I think it's important for us to remember that Jesus is the reason for all seasons. I think it's important for us to keep our values as Christians, whether it's the Christmas season or whether it's a 4th of July parade. I think it's important for us to keep our focus on the right things. So I hope these things give you a little peace during this season. I think, you can use them for pretty much anything you want to use them for as far as keeping your mind on God. We spent an inordinate amount of time in Bible class this morning talking about how we have to keep our minds right. Keep your minds right. Don't let the insanity of the season drive you crazy. If you want that peace that God provides and you're having a struggle and you need the prayers of the church, we would love to help you. If you need to put on Christ in baptism and rise to walk in newness of life, assuring your place in heaven as long as we continue to walk in His light, we would love to assist you with that as well. Please come while we stand and sing.